For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS, this is Julius Suber with this month's segment of Be Prepared. Sandra Rhodes Johnson, Executive Director, Georgia Council for the Hearing Impaired, says the first thing you need to do to prepare for an emergency is think.
Think of things you may need that may not work that will be important to you, like your cell phone or your communications device may stop working. Is there another way you can communicate? What will you need to take with you? It may be hard to get more of your medications. Can you get an emergency supply that you can take with you?
She also recommends that you think about where you might be going.
Shelters. Can you get into a shelter near your home? And will that shelter, if you're deaf, have an interpreter who would be able to help you to communicate what your needs are when you are in that shelter?
And consider whether you need someone to come along with you.
Is there someone, a neighbor, a friend, that you would need to come with you?
Rhodes Johnson also recommends that you connect with your potential support network in advance.
And who are some of the people you know that could come and help you? Make a list and be sure that they know that you may need their help in an emergency.
Rhodes Johnson offers a few suggestions about how you can plan to communicate with others once you have evacuated to a shelter location during an emergency.
Oftentimes, I encourage people to carry a little card in their wallet along with their Medicaid card, their Medicare card, their Social Security number that alerts other people to the fact that they are deaf or hard of hearing and may not be able to communicate, and maybe even to say what their preferred method of communication is or if they would prefer to have an interpreter there to work with them.
And she adds, you may need to plan to be somewhat understanding, too.
Of course, in an emergency, it might be a little bit more difficult to get that interpreter.
And make your go bag now.
You need to make two emergency kits. Make one for your home and make another one for your car. And those kits should have special equipment and supplies, such as batteries for your wheelchair, hearing aids, or assistive devices. Your medication list, the name and dosage of each medication that you take, the name, address, and phone number of your doctors and pharmacists, and how often you take each one, how you take it, with or without food. Medical records. Ask your doctor for copies of your medical information and then contact information. The names of family members, their phone numbers and addresses, names of support staff, their phone numbers and agency, names of friends and neighbors and their phone numbers.
Plan, plan, plan. Including Rhodes Johnson says, develop a communications plan.
How will you get information about an emergency? From the TV, radio, friends? How will you get information if there is no electricity? If your phone is not working, you may not want to buy an emergency weather radio.
For people with specific needs, Rhodes Johnson says, plan specifically.
For individuals with specific needs, support systems that a person normally relies upon might be unavailable. There are many things that you may need to consider when making an emergency plan for someone with a specific need. For people who are deaf or hard of hearing, do emergency alarm systems have audible and visible features? Do they have backup batteries? How does the person communicate if there is no interpreter? Does their emergency kit include pen and paper?
For more information about the Georgia Council for the Hearing Impaired, call 404-292-5312 for Voice TTY or 800-541-0710, Voice TTY. You can also visit their website at www.gachi.org. That's www.gachi.org. You can also learn more about emergency preparedness by visiting the website ready.ga.gov. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS, in conjunction with Georgia's ADA Coordinator's Office and the many agencies who comprise the Georgia Emergency Preparedness Coalition for Individuals with Disabilities and Older Adults, this is Julius Suber with Be Prepared.